Gather around your speakers, hoop heads. It's NBA story time. Jamel Johnson here to spin you tales of NBA shenanigans you didn't know you needed to know. Like that time when a little startup league tried anything to be relevant, or when Ricky Davis earned himself a dumb nickname. I also love you, Ricky Davis. Catch a new tale on NBA Storytime every week, then listen to the postgame where I break it down with comedians, ballers, and what have you. Find NBA Storytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
This podcast episode is brought to you by Coors Light. These days, everything is go, go, go. It's nonstop hustle all the time. Work, friends, family expect you to be on 24/7. Well, sometimes you just need to reach for a Coors Light because it's made to chill. Coors Light is cold lagered, cold filtered, and cold packaged. It's as crisp and refreshing as the Colorado Rockies. It is literally made to chill. Coors Light is the one I choose when I need to unwind. So when you want to hit reset, reach for the beer that's made to chill. Get Coors Light in the new look delivered straight to your door with Drizzly or Instacart. Celebrate responsibly. Coors Brewing Company, Golden, Colorado.
Guys, what's up? I want to take a quick second to let you guys know that our podcast is supported by Anchor. That's right. If you haven't heard about Anchor, it's the easiest way to make a podcast. Let me explain. It's free. There's creation tools that allow you to record and edit your podcast right from your phone or computer. I'm doing this ad from my phone as we speak. Anchor will distribute your podcast for you so it can be heard on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and many more. You can make money from your podcast with no minimum listenership. Evidently, I can't talk. It's everything you need to make a podcast in one place. Download the free Anchor app or go to anchor.fm to get started. Now back to the show. Hey guys, want to interrupt the show to let you guys know we've officially partnered with AdCraft, the merchandise company that does all of our clothes. We, back in 2018, quickly found out that you guys were going to want merchandise. People wanted to wear Hawks by a Million and other themes of our show on their body. And it's a great idea. And we found a company that allowed us to put together designs and a store very quickly. And we even ran that store for a pre-Christmas sale in 2018 and did thousands of dollars worth of revenue, all to see it come crashing down when our original company kind of crapped out on us. And so we had to go shopping. We had to fix that situation after a bunch of research and looking around. AdCraft USA out of Clinton, Iowa, was the choice that we went with, and we could not be happier. Guys, again, AdCraft is a family-owned company. Since 1974, they do custom apparel and merchandise for teams, organizations, and companies all around the state and beyond, and they have a brand new customization tool. Guys, I'm telling you, you can do stuff like hoodies, t-shirts, long sleeves, performance tees, tanks, baseball tees, and more. It's seriously a cool product, and it's very easy to use. I've been on here messing around by myself. AdCraftDesign.com, AdCraftDesign.com. And best of all, listeners of the Wash Up Walk-Ons podcast get 20% off their order when they use code WALKON, WALKON. That's code WALKON, WALKON. At AdCraftDesign.com. Go make that custom merch. And now back to the show.
143 of the Wash Up Walk-Ons. Not the craziest conversation we've ever had. Not the most entertaining, but a good podcast. All three of us back on the mic. And we talk this weekend's football. Unfortunately, no Hawkeye football. We talk about some NFL, some fantasy, a bunch of things going on in the football world. So hang back, relax, let's have a day. Let's go.
Welcome back, Washed Up Walk-Ons fans, to episode 143 of the podcast. That was a burp. AKA episode something, I think two or three of Burn It Down, because Iowa is not playing football. We have nothing to talk about, but other sports are playing football because the Big Ten commissioner is a huge pussy and all of this is a political crock of shit. So here we are on one of our second or third episodes of Burn It Down, and we're just going to try and bring you guys all the best information we can about how to make millions of dollars off of sports betting. So let's get to it.
I do think there will be a lot of football in this podcast. I think there's a lot to talk about. Oh, and in the background, you can actually hear me finishing up my fantasy draft. A lot of football to talk about. Unfortunately, no Hawkeye football. And this is the first episode that the three of us have just had to ourselves in a little bit, right? Like
In a minute.
almost a month, maybe, or at least 3 weeks. The. Yeah, so, I mean. Drake looks like Kevin Harvick. Kevin and I are both
Go
wearing,
Dale Earnhardt.
yeah, ride the wall, baby. Kevin and I are both wearing blue light glasses. Mine happen to be on top of my normal glasses, so I'm actually wearing two sets of glasses right now for the YouTube viewers. You're welcome for the your viewing pleasure. And I think we just start off with how absolutely absurd it is that other schools are playing on a football field and proving that it can be done, and the Hawks are just sitting at home. We've had multiple people say how like they just want us to rip on how mad and like frustrating it is that it's actually happening. I wasn't that upset about it, but to see it on TV, to watch Army play, to watch Navy play, BYU, all the teams, I'm upset. I'm upset. And I don't get upset about many things very often, but
I get upset about a lot often,
yeah.
and I'm also very upset. The fact that it's all come down to politics and that the disgusting political scene that is the United States of America has now infiltrated the only good thing about this country.
That's the only good thing, college
That's the last
football.
good thing left. The last goddamn thing left.
Kev, you we'll get into
Man.
some, yeah, let's get into some, well, you can give your thoughts on just the overall general football as well.
I mean, it was great seeing college football back. I thought we had a pretty shitty weekend of games, to be honest with you, but
How was your Navy pick, Kev?
The under, believe it or not, almost hit because Navy didn't want to score
at all. They had no interest in scoring.
No interest in scoring whatsoever. So I gave the fans what? Army under, which hit, Army minus 3.5, which they smashed, and then Navy BYU under 54.5. I think they came out to like 55-3, so missed that one. I was greedy and did a little Navy plus 1.5 on top of that, and that was a swing and a miss, bud.
Yeah, and sometimes that happens. You know, you step
Well,
up.
here, so I was watching the pregame show, right? And they're interviewing the Navy coach, or they're talking about an interview he did earlier in the week. And, you know, a pretty wise investor slash gambler would probably have picked up on this, but apparently Navy didn't do like any full contact practices.
There's
And he
that.
said they limited face-to-face interaction during practice. How the fuck do you do that during football? And it's no wonder that they show up and they get absolutely dominated.
Dude, I heard on
Dominated. I've never seen a team more physically dominated. Like BYU was really physical with them since the 2016 Rose Bowl. Like they had no shot.
I heard about 15 minutes before kickoff that they hadn't gone live yet, and I thought, oh, those poor guys. And it Navy looked like the least Navy football team you could possibly put out on the field.
I really hope that they're better at defending the country than they are at defending an end zone.
I would put a bet on that.
I will admit though, BYU looked sharp. I
They
don't
look
know if it
damn
was
good,
close.
right?
I mean, Navy was out of position a lot of time. They had a lot of guys not in their gaps and shit, but BYU looked really physical. They ran the ball really physical. The offensive line looked good. So
Veteran O-line.
BYU might be a small team this year.
How about the little bit that Zach Wilson, their quarterback, was going to go on an official to Iowa, but Spencer Petras committed.
Was it really? Is that
yeah?
That's the story.
Yeah, I saw that on Twitter.
I hope Spencer comes out whenever he's allowed to play football and just light tour. I hope Spencer.
I know Zach Wilson doesn't have a goatee like Spencer Petras, so
yeah,
we got that going for us.
Spencer is the picture of him running with his shirt off and the goatee.
Listen, the last gunslinging goatee wearing quarterback that we fielded for the Hawkeyes turned out to be a damn good one.
Decent, right? Decent. When I think of CJ Beathard, who we still need to get on the podcast, he's up for sure, need to get on. When I think of CJ Beathard, all I think about is his like 60-yard run against Iowa State, like deep in our own territory.
Yeah, where he just refused to go down.
Just ridiculous. And man, I just love CJ. What a guy. Goatees and a little bit of a gut. That's all you need to play QB at Iowa. Qualifies.
That's a shake
a lot.
Gut.
Qualifies.
That's just a shake gut.
Yeah, that is a shake gut. So Kevin Ward's winners first week. 50,
2 for 3.
Yeah, 50-50.
He said he threw the Navy on top because he was greedy, but
yeah,
he
was still on the
ticket. I only give the fans a 3.
Oh, that's true. That's true. The Navy smacked. I mean, the Navy made up for the bad, or the Army made up for the Navy. That game was god awful too. I mean, Middleton.
No, there was like one decent football game. It was Texas State SMU was a decent competitive game, and that was literally it. Everything else was
my
was
dad.
Really bad.
No, go for it.
Oh, I'm just gonna say. I mean, I guess we can expect sloppy football since we've had a sloppy offseason. I mean, you can't really expect the best product out there on the field.
Yeah, Middle Tennessee. I was at my family's when we were watching that, and Middle Tennessee looked like they might not score all year. I mean, they're so bad. So yeah, football is back, and it's going to be the name of this episode. Football is back, kind of. Some exhibition games, and of course,
but I'll tell you what, the NFL is back, which means fantasy's back.
Yeah,
FanDuel's back.
Can we do FanDuel in Iowa? We can't, can we?
Yeah, or yeah, DraftKings at least.
DraftKings, it's not. Well, I guess now that betting is legal, it's not. That was what held it back before, or I thought, or something like that. I'm gonna have to get into that. I've never done.
Dude, DraftKings is one of the greatest things of all time. You can run heads up, and you pick your own roster, obviously,
right,
every week.
You have like a certain amount of money to buy players.
Yeah, like each player costs a certain amount of money. My buddy is super big into FanDuel. Like,
and if you hit like, because I remember Drake last year, if you hit like the best roster for that week, you win like the jackpot.
Well, that's in the
million
if you're
like in the big ass tournaments. Yeah.
Oh, okay. All right.
But you can just play somebody heads up and know that you've got way better than a 50-50 advantage because you put more into it.
Right, because you know football more than most slaps that are trying to just do it.
Dude, I swear to God, those most of the people out there winning fantasy football and all the other fans like baseball, basketball, I wouldn't exactly say they're like football experts.
That's analysts. True.
They're usually like just numbers nerds.
They're just slap. Yeah, they're kind of slappity slaps.
You think Field Yates or whatever the hell his name is like could teach me how to run a 3-4 defense? Hell no. He's a number nerd.
Yeah, what a name, by the way, Field Yates. Huh? Name your
like
kid.
Him and Matthew Berry, you put them on a football field, you think they even know where the fuck they're at?
Matthew Berry seems like he knows a little bit. I don't know. So, yeah, we've got fantasy. We've got NFL. I just did a fantasy draft. In the fantasy draft that matters with my hometown buddies, I have Tom Brady and Joe Burrow as my QBs. We run an offensive player, which is basically second QB position. And then if they have a bye, or you have a shot.
Kevin hates Tom Brady, bro, but I've got Tom Brady too.
I
because,
don't think either of your quarterbacks are very good, Clue. I think those are awful picks.
Here's the issue. In the spots where I got them, they were the best available.
Like basically. The last two rounds of the draft, I hope.
Dude, just because he's old and he's playing for a new team, like he's still gonna score a solid amount of points. He's consistent, dude. He's consistent, and the Bucks are gonna be. He's got Tristan Wirfs. Did you see that video of Tristan eating?
Dude, listen. Jameis Winston threw for 5K in that offense, even with 100 interceptions.
Because he threw two interceptions touchdowns to start off the game. They were down 14 points, 7 minutes in the game. They had to throw the entire time to get back into it.
I literally don't need to hear it because Tom Brady has incredible weapons and knows how to run an offense better than anybody.
And I don't think he can throw the ball 20 yards with zip anymore.
All right.
You're sitting here and you're saying that at right now, 2020, Tom Brady has officially lost his
edge. You seen the way this man looks? He's looking lean and strong. Tom Brady's looking like he's back to his 35-year-old self.
Man, but you know what? You know, Peyton Manning was still 6'5 and 248 pounds before.
Peyton Manning had a neck surgery where he couldn't feel his hand, dude. That's an entirely different situation. They didn't know if Peyton Manning was ever going to be able to grip a football again.
The next year, he set the record for most touchdown passes in a year. So.
Well, there you go. You're proving my point.
No, I'm not proving your point. I'm saying that Drake's point's invalid.
Okay, well then you're providing valid argument for me in defense because late in his career, I mean,
I'm just saying Tom Brady is kind of coming towards that point where Peyton Manning was at, and the zip isn't quite there.
You don't need zip if you've got timing and scheme, baby. Timing and scheme.
And Tom Brady's gonna ball.
Not to mention he has Leonard, he has Chris, he has. What's the other?
Mike Evans?
Mike. He's got Tristan.
The Gronk.
He's got Gronk. I mean, they got a little bit of a squad. I don't know what their defense looks like. It could be absolutely trash.
I think their defense is actually pretty good.
Are they?
Yeah.
Yeah. So, I don't know. George Kittle is getting picked in first rounds all across the nation.
What fantasy drafts are you in? Okay, I love George, but he ain't a first round draft pick in fantasy.
If you get people who don't know what they're doing, they'll go for. Oh,
that's the fantasy league you want to be in.
Yeah,
that's fair.
What else? I'm just upset because we should be. So now we should be previewing.
Should be state week.
Should be previewing the Cyclones versus the Hawkeyes. Cyclones versus the Hawkeyes. Sixth straight Cyhawk Trophy win is what we should be previewing.
Facts only.
And
what we do have to look forward to.
Hey guys. Yep, it's me again. Got to interrupt the episode real quick to talk to you guys about Spotify, one of the sponsors of this podcast. On Spotify, you can listen to all your favorite artists and podcasts in one place for free. You don't even need a premium account. Spotify has a huge catalog of podcasts on every topic, including the one you're listening to right now. Yeah, we're on Spotify. I don't know how we did that, but pretty cool. Other things you can do on Spotify is follow your favorite podcast so you never miss an episode. Premium users can download episodes to listen to offline wherever you are, and you can easily share what you're listening to with your friends on Instagram. If you haven't done so already, be sure to download the Spotify app. Search for Washed Up Walk-Ons on Spotify or browse podcasts in the Your Library tab. Also, make sure to follow us so that you never miss an episode of the Washed Up Walk-Ons.
You're coming in a little
are
soft.
You hearing him? I'm not hearing.
Yeah,
my fault. Ignore me.
Okay. We have what to look forward to?
Ben playing on Thursday night.
Oh, that's true. Ben.
That's the primetime matchup of the week.
That dampens the sorrow of the Hawks not playing, because the amount of joy I have knowing that the NFL is back is ridiculous.
The NFL is never going to be the same as the Big Ten for me. I got to watch Big Ten football over any other football regardless. Regardless. But, you know, the NFL does make it a little bit better.
It has its own taste to it, right? Like, it's a different feel. Like it's good in its own way. I think fantasy does add a lot for me personally.
Oh, 100%.
If there was no,
there's nothing like if you have NFL Red Zone watching fantasy or watching NFL Red Zone while you're playing fantasy and FanDuel.
Oh, it's incredible. You know, if there wasn't fantasy, I don't know if I would give a shit about any of the games other than just watching our friends do well. I think that'd be my only. I wouldn't care. I like truly don't have like a squad that I root for. It's the Rams, if anything. But
I don't really either. Like you said, we kind of just cheer for our friends. But I'd still watch football. Just cause,
I'm a Bills fan. I like the Bills too. I'm a huge Bills Mafia guy. Yeah.
All right. Well, the Bills are -6 versus the Jets this week, and I like them. Boom. Ward's winner is number one of the week.
Oh, we get a leak. We leaked it early in the episode. Back to Ben Neiman.
From what I was seeing and from what I've been talking to him, he was killing it in camp. All of Twitter was all over Ben's nuts because he was killing it in camp. And then he said he was doing well too, so I think he's going to get a ton of playing time, which is going to be insane.
Well, he's a special team stalwart, and he's like second string linebacker who...
From what I was seeing, he was breaking into
he's
the
like,
first...
He's like starting when they have like their...
He was always on their sub package.
Yeah, their sub package. So now, of course, you go and you find... You search through enough tweets, there's plenty of tweets talking about how he's slow and a liability... Found plenty of those.
Massive head that's probably weighing him down.
Huge head. That's it's real tough to run.
Not very aerodynamic.
No, but the pictures he posted with their Super Bowl rings, dude. Oh my god! I mean, what I would do for a Super Bowl ring, man. Oh,
dude. When the honey badger posted a picture and tagged Ben in it, that was the point where I was just like, "Holy shit!" Because the honey badger has been one of my favorite players forever.
Yeah,
and just old big head Ben out there playing some ball with him.
Insane, absolutely insane. In other NFL news, I don't really want to get into this, but OBJ
getting pooped on.
Figuratively and I guess literally, man. I don't know what to say about
No way it's true. There's no way.
No, you watch a video of that. So for any, there's probably like some 50-year-old women that listen to this podcast that only care about Hawkeye football, and they're listening like, OBJ, I think he's the guy that made the one-handed catch. He's a receiver.
He's the guy with the head and shoulders commercials.
The head and shoulder. Guy. He's had the one-handed catch, made him famous in New York. Now he plays for Cleveland. One of the best receivers in the league. Not as much as he used to be, but there's these like trash of the earth women that have this podcast, I guess. And they're like, they claim that they hang out with a bunch of pro athletes and like sleep with them and stuff. And this week on their podcast,
clout chasing. I don't believe it.
Yeah. One of them tried to claim that OBJ flew her into Cleveland. And when she got to the house and they started doing stuff, he wanted her to shit on his chest.
Oh, yeah.
What is this world, dude? What is going on? I mean, there's no way it's true. This girl came from Marshalltown, dude.
She probably did, dude. This is a lot lizard right off of I-80.
A lot lizard. Unbelievable. Anyway,
next subject.
Tough day for OBJ. More NFL news out of nowhere 2 days ago. I follow this chick who is a Denver sports reporter and used to go to Iowa, I believe. And all of a sudden, I see this tweet. Todd Davis has been released by the Denver Broncos. And for those that pay attention, Todd Davis is the only thing in between, or up until this point, has been the only thing between Josie Jewell and a starting position. So,
which is an absolute fetish.
Supposedly, again, Josie had a great camp.
Bro, Von Miller just ended his season today.
What?
Yeah, he's hurt.
Really?
Yeah, that defense has had a few things change in it over the last couple days.
Oh, that's tough. Well, tough for Vaughn. Good for Josie. Funny video of Vaughn nut-tapping Josie, by the way, which was good content.
If you haven't seen it, you should search it. It's great content.
Yeah. but Josie Jewell could be a starting linebacker in Denver. A lot of people don't like Josie. They don't like him in coverage. But, I mean, you're not going to please everybody. Josie Jewell.
Believe me, Josie probably knows about it too.
Yeah, he's got poor lateral.
He's out there searching his name on Twitter.
Yep, he's finding you. Any other NFL news? Not really. I mean, George is like being George. He's got Panda commercials all over the place, sponsors commercials with Panda, which is just like the dream. Like, imagine being able to partner and do like an advertisement commercial series with your favorite fast Drake. Imagine that for some way, somehow, for this podcast, we could partner with Five Guys, and you just got to drink like peanut butter Oreo milkshakes.
If we can somehow, no free shout outs, but if we can somehow
get
a Five Guys sponsorship, you will see me go from 205 to 305 quicker than any some bitch you ever seen did it before.
Oh, dude, you at 305 would be so disgusting.
Oh, I would be a sloppy bastard if I could get free Five Guys wherever I went.
That would be just absolutely insane. I think like the dream sponsorship is like, it's like truly like IHOP. I really do think.
What?
Pancakes, dude. I love breakfast so much. Just give me, or any breakfast place. Village Inn, dude. Get a Village Inn sponsorship. What do you want, Kev?
You know what I want? Is I want...
I would take Shake Shack, actually. Shake Shack.
I want...
Fogo de Chao.
The Wynn Casino and Sportsbook to sponsor us.
The Wynn for Wynn awards winners.
Las Vegas.
Wins. Awards winners presented by Wynns.
Tony Wynn, man.
Wynn. That would be something, huh?
One of my favorite places on the planet. So yeah, that's where I'd want to be sponsored by.
When's the next trip to Vegas, by the way?
So we canceled it this year because, you know, COVID and like.
Oh, you believe in that?
I mean, it just wouldn't be that much fun when you have to go and sit and like wear masks all over the place and like you can't go to the beach club. I'm sure that's all shut down. Like, what's the? It just wouldn't be worth spending a whole lot of money to do it, you know?
Yeah, I mean, and you're kind of tied up now a little bit, so you can't go really have as much fun as you used to have.
We could have fun still.
Okay. All right.
Cool. We still have fun.
All right. I don't even know what to talk about. I'm so sad.
Yeah, but no.
We're only 23 minutes into the podcast, and I'm out. I have nothing.
Yeah, man. Nothing's happened yet.
Deshaun Watson got paid.
Deshaun Watson.
Did you just call him Deshaun? Where have you been living for the last 8 years, dude?
Deshaun Watson.
Okay. Anyway, he got a contract.
He got paid.
How much?
Hopkins got paid. A lot of people getting paid.
We're getting paid, by the way. We finally got that contract.
We did. Yeah. Hey, go look at us. Go Manscaped.
This is one of our worst podcasts of all time. We just trash it.
No, not the. Not the Manscaped, the other one that we'll announce eventually once it's official. But we're going to be
the hell are Broncos playing this week? I can't find them.
I don't know. Drake just wants to trash the pod. This is what it is, man. I mean, we're not going to get anything better out this week.
True. So I mean, we get college football games this weekend are honestly pretty shitty again. There's really nothing that great going on. We got one conference matchup in Syracuse versus North Carolina. The Big 12 starts. We got Florida State, Georgia Tech might be the highlight game of the weekend.
Wow.
It's real primetime matchup there. Clemson's going to beat the shit out of Wake Forest. Duke, Notre Dame. 20-point spread. So there's another shitty lineup of college football games. I don't know if I like any of them, to be honest with you.
But you do have some awards winners.
Not in college. I think I just got to go all NFL this week.
Okay. Well, you can give us the NFL ones then.
Yeah. I'm sorry, folks. Don't take these as mortal locks because I'm out of my element. There's no Big Ten football. That's my staple. That's my stalwart. My cash cow is the freaking Big Ten and the Iowa Hawkeyes. We don't have them. Kevin Warren's costing Kevin Ward some money. I don't like it very much. But so what I do like, so we're going to go to the NFL. NFL is, they say, the hardest sport to bet because.
I mean, every line's like six.
Oh, yeah. I mean, it's all, I think, yeah, there's the biggest line this week is 9.5. Kansas City Chiefs versus the Houston Texans. I don't know. I might take the Texans there, but that's not going to be one of the games I bet in. Like I said, I do like the Bills -6 versus the Jets. The Bills got a great defense coming back. I don't think the Jets are going to score that much. You got a little bit better of an offensive line this year. I like the Cowboys -2.5 versus the Rams because fuck the Rams. They cut Jake.
Wow, really coming at them there.
I mean, real talk. We got to ride for our guys.
Plus, I think the Cowboys are going to be pretty solid again this year. I don't think the Rams. I mean, they were really hit or miss last year. They're weird.
Yeah, they're kind of. They slipped back into like the third, second tier of the NFL at this point. They were great. I mean, they made the Super Bowl, but then.
Yeah, they had one amazing year, and.
Yeah, at least we're not the dog shit of the NFL anymore. Like, we're out of the ranks of Cincinnati and. The Jets and
Cleveland.
And, well, yeah. You never know. The Cleveland Steamers, they're coming this year.
Hey, bro, it's the Brownies year, especially if our star wide receiver is really bought into the Browns, you know? He's really bought
into it. Sounds like he's bought in, dude. Sounds like he's pretty bought in. I mean... Dude, I mean, they
Steamers
have
to the Super Bowl.
I don't problem, like this.
Okay, but the problem is they have players. Like, they have talent.
They have incredible. I have Nick Chubb on my starting lineup. Like,
they
he's
have
my
Chubb,
number one.
They
pick
have Miles Garrett. Eight. They have the receivers. Baker is not bad.
Okay, third pick. Finally found it. Tennessee -2 versus the Broncos. Sorry, Josie, but. I just think Tennessee's the far superior team. We'll see now that
Von Miller's out, that's a big piece of their defense.
Tennessee looked pretty solid last year to finish the year out. I'm a big Mike Vrabel fan. I think he's a good coach.
I like Vrabel. I don't think Henry's going to be as good as he was at the end of the year last year.
I mean, no one can keep that kind of streak alive.
Right.
Running over people.
And – more so than that, I don't think the Titans will be as good as they were. Like, they just hit this magical streak, and I think they'll be good, but I don't think.
Yeah, but I mean, it's week one. Denver's got a real young quarterback.
Oh, no, I'm 100% with you. I think they win by eight points.
Yeah, I was going to be my three. We got the Bills -6 versus the Jets, Cowboys -2.5 versus the Rams. And if those two hit, be prepared to hedge the shit out of the Titans -2 versus the Broncos.
Before we close this thing down, this honestly, and I'll be honest, guys, the second episodes, like, we're going to try and get people each week as a guest episode that relates to who I was going to play. The second episode of each week, granted, they will be more entertaining as we get into like actual Big 12 games, actual SEC games that are good to break down and talk about. If this feels empty, like, it's because of, like...
We are empty inside.
Write your message to Kevin Warren. We don't have Hawkeye football to talk about. There's literally no... It's not even like that there's no games. There's no Iowa news. There's no news. So it's either we don't do a podcast, which, at this point, we're contractually obligated to.
no longer an option.
Which is tough. Or we... talk about other teams. And I know that sucks. We're going to try and bring in as much Iowa news as possible. The other thing I was going to say that I did not know at all, Matt Nelson made the 53-man roster.
As a tackle.
Sure,
as an offensive lineman. I did not know he made the switch.
Yeah, yeah, he made it like a year or two ago.
Like right when he got there.
Yeah.
Right there when they got there, they made him an offensive lineman. He was on the practice squad all last year and made the 53 this year. And I mean, that's an incredible story.
I was just going to say, you know how hard that is?
That doesn't happen, like, ever,
to make
changing your position in the NFL.
To make it – I mean, you might hear about it with, like, with the guys who are, like, Isaiah Simmons, who play everything, and then they, like, they kind of play.
But Matt Nelson never sniffed the offensive line at all.
No, completely different side of the ball, and he makes a 53-man roster as an undrafted free agent. That's exciting, dude. That is insanity, dude.
And, you know, even when football comes and goes for him, he's going to be a doctor afterwards. So he's got a pretty nice life set it up for him. Good for Matt.
Yeah.
And Anthony Nelson is balling for the Buccaneers from what I hear. It's the Nelson bros are in it.
Yeah, speaking of Anthony Nelson, I figured out – I walked by his parents' house the other day in Waukee. I was like, oh, shit. They had like a Buccaneers yard sign with – I think it's 98. Mm-hmm. And then their garage was open. I could see like the Hawkeye signs with Nelson on it. I was like, oh, shit. There's
– it's Anthony Nelson.
Oh, shit, all right. There's – you know, their son, he's making a couple $100,000 a year, I guess.
You know, he had a pretty good career at Iowa.
Got a couple sacks. that's it, man. 31 minutes. We're not going to really try and force this out. It already feels super forced. And anything else?
It'll get better. The college football is going to get better. I think next week SEC starts league play. Big 12 start playing each other. There'll be some better games out there to talk about. Who knows? Maybe – some rowdy parents light a fire outside the Big Ten.
That would be fantastic.
Offices in Chicago, or then we can talk about something.
Does Chase Elliott? Do you have anything else to say? Or
nah, not really, dude. I'm bored, and soon enough, we're gonna have real stuff to talk about because what we're wanting to talk about is gonna happen.
I challenged the best marathon runner in the world on my Instagram today. So,
did he respond?
No, he didn't.
Was he intimidated by the fact that you run a half marathon and the amount of time it takes him to run a marathon?
No, he wasn't. However,
no one's broken 2 hours yet on the full marathon?
No, right? he broke two.
He broke two.
It was controversial because he's using the new Nike shoe that has a carbon.
Oh, yeah, I saw that. That's right.
But in my eyes, like,
he did it, bro. I don't want to hear any controversy.
Well, here's the thing. Like,
hey, if you're not running barefoot out in the Serengeti, then it don't count.
Well, that's what I'm saying. Is like, have runners not been using the best shoe possible up until this point? Like, the shoe just got better. It's not like he can't run the time he's running now if he doesn't use the best Nike shoe before that shoe. Like, like Kevin said, if we're gonna go barefoot, like, yeah, let's see what we can do. Let's put him out in the.
I remember the Olympics. Banned those like speed swimsuits. Drake, you'd probably know better about this. Yeah, right?
The whole world banned them.
Yeah,
which is bullshit. Put them on everybody and let's see what we can do,
dude.
Why are we even banning steroids at this point? Let everyone juice the fuck up. See how much weight we can lift. Come on, what are we doing? We're holding our species back right now.
Well, shoes.
Dude, our species is so held back by all this bullshit. We've turned into absolute mental morons.
Okay, I'm not actually endorsing steroids.
I was going to say, good shoes and speed swimsuits, maybe a little different than putting like suppressant steroids into your body. I don't know. I mean,
I don't know, man. Ivan Drago looked like a superhuman being.
Oh, I mean, no doubt you can absolutely look like, I don't even know if you look healthy, honestly. Like, is that a healthy look? It's an interesting look.
It's some sort of look.
I'll take how I look and knowing that I don't have anything in my body over Phil Heath any day. But Phil Heath is the man. Kai Green. All right, that's it. This podcast sucks. Sorry, Manscaped. We let you down.
143 of them. We're still not good at this.
Yeah, I mean, it is what it is. 34 minutes.
I mean, you can only blame us so much. I mean, our whole podcast, what it's about, is not happening right now.
Right.
So.
I mean, like. Okay. All right, that's it.
I'm just going to quit and cause some drama. I quit.
Peace.
Drink. Right, bye, Drake.
See ya. We're out.
Hey, Hey everyone, I'm MJ Acosta Ruiz.
And I'm Lindsay Zarniak.
And together we'll be hosting the On Her Turf podcast. This summer, On Her Turf is hosting a daily Olympics podcast
that focuses exclusively on women's sports and the amazing women competing in Tokyo.
We'll bring you interviews with Olympians and in-depth analysis on your favorite teams.
Plus, we're going to talk about some of the challenges still facing women's sports today.
So join us daily at On Her Turf as we cover all the excitement of the Tokyo Olympics.
Be sure to check us out on Apple Podcasts. And be sure to follow On Her Turf on Twitter and Instagram, too.